good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
Doing all right, Earl.
So am I.
Did you get some sleep?
Come on, man. You know, yesterday I was at the Mandela Barnes campaign victory party, and, you know, it's been a while since I did a live remote, and our colleague Johnny Watermelon was with us, and so, you know, it was anticlimactic because we already knew that he was going to be the winner because several weeks ago, his main challenges dropped out. So it was anticlimactic and not as euphoric as it would have normally been had, you know, nobody known what the outcome was going to be.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good thing because you already knew that the person who has the best shot to defeat a carpetbagger like Ron Johnson, you know, is going to be Mandela Barnes. And whether people like it or not, or like him or not, he's a 35-year-old young black man from Milwaukee, who grew up, went to public schools. You know, if you listen to Republicans, man, nothing good comes out of public schools. Nobody ever escapes the public school system because it's so horrible, it's so horrific. And yet this young man came out of that and has done some exemplary things in his life, because in the end, the reason that the Mandela Barnes story is so enamoring to people is because at a time when myself and others clearly state that it's almost impossible to be a person of color and make it through and be successful in this country, Mandela Barnes is going to be similar to Barack Obama from the standpoint that people will be pointing at him and saying, see, Earl, see, I told you. Black people can make it in America. Look at what Mandela Barnes did. But before, you know, people get so blown away by that concept, I'll say the same thing I said about President Barack Obama. You can't take one person and say, look, he was able to make it through all the bigotry and racism and all the other things that happened in this country to people of color and say, see, you can be whatever it is you want to be in this country. He's one guy. I'm talking about the masses, and hard to celebrate the fact that one guy can make it through when for every one guy that makes it through, there are hundreds of thousands who don't get a chance to make it, right? So you can't hold him up and say, see, this he's the exception, he's not the rule. So, but anyway, it was good to be there. It's been a while since I've, you know, been in that environment. So, you know, thanks to the team, the entire Civic Media radio team and Crute and Sage that put this whole thing together, as the radio stations from across the state were all interconnected for the first time. And with Mike Crute holding it down and so being able to show a front across different swaths of the state, which is what civic media is really all about. And so, yeah, For that, I am grateful and look forward to the general election in November. But I'd be remiss, man. And again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I would be remiss if I didn't have something to say about the Republican outcome for, you know, the nomination to run against Governor Tony Evers that was won by Tim Michaels over Rebecca Clefish. And I really, you know, had to think long and hard, you know, which one of them did I want to win? Which one of them did I want to win? And did it really matter? Well, I think it does matter. Because when you look at the ruins of the Republican Party, and yes, I said the ruins of the Republican Party, they're divided right down the middle. And I'll tell you, regardless of what they say, that they are going to come together. I don't think so. All of the vitriol and name calling and hatred that was shown in that primary race between Rebecca Clefish and Tim Michaels, one side being supported by Clefish's side being supported by former Vice President Mike Pence, and then Tim Michaels' side being supported by none other than the former president and thief and criminal Donald Trump, and shows that divide that is going to continue. And I don't care what the Republicans say. Well, we're going to come together, and all of this, you know, hatred we have for one another, we're going to come together because we're going to do what's in the best interest of all of us. It doesn't work that way. You can't manipulate people and get them to a point and whip them up to a fever pitch and then talk about the character of the person they support. And then they're going to gladly say, oh, let's put that on the shelf because we've got to defeat Governor Evers. No, there's some bad feelings in the Republican Party. They are not united, regardless of what people say. And to say that they're going to be united in the 30 or 90 days or so that lead up to the November election, it's foolhardy to think that that's going to take place. And anybody who disagrees with that, you know, you have a right to disagree. You know, nobody's right about everything. But I've been around a while, and I've seen situations in the past where, you know, there are people this morning who really are in mourning that Rebecca Clefish lost. You know, what does it say? What it says is the Scott Walker, Rebecca Clefish era that was ushered in this state, along with Paul Ryan, Rance Priebus, you know, Robin Voss, and that whole group of folk who took control of the Republican Party, that's dead. That's gone. And even though there were people who tried to hold on to it, last night with their last gasp efforts to keep it alive through Becky Clefish, you know, took his last breath on last night. You know, she trotted out Scott Walker and said, Let's do it again. You know, we were able to accomplish all these things, you and I, Scotty, in working together. And the state bought into all of that. And we're dealing with the fallout of Rebecca Clefish and Scott Walker even to this day. And there are still people, the more moderate wing of the Conservative Party, that still to this day loves them some Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish. Well, last night, the epitaph for that part of the Republican Party took his last breath. And now the Republican Party clearly is, for the most part, made up of people who believe in a lunatic and are going to follow him off a cliff. Donald Trump, you saw that last night. A man, Tim Michaels, who is going to run on, we don't need wokeism in the state. We don't need critical race theory. The gas prices are too high. Okay, let's say Tim Michaels, you're right on those things. What else are you going to do? What do you know about government? Nothing, zero. And so the question is going to become, is that enough to get you over the top? You know nothing about government. You know nothing about running the state. You know, the one thing you could say about, you know, Strawberry Shortcake was she knew some things about government, how to run it, its role, the importance of it. And even in the face of that, it became a referendum on whether or not you support, you know, the criminal Donald Trump, or whether or not you support Mike Pence. And the Republicans, the party, had to make a decision on which direction they're going to go. It is clear now that no matter how hard the Republican Party tried to break away from the shadow of the criminal, former President Donald Trump, they chose to continue to support the criminal. The Law and Order Republican Party is joined at the hip to the criminal Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.